The UK Report. Thanks to Peters of Kensington. Open 7 days at Barangaroo, Birkenhead Point in Kensington. Or shop online at petersofkensington.com.au.
Let's go to Adam in London with an extraordinary story about the stowaways.
Good morning, Alan. Yeah, we know that 11 people, 10 Iraqis and an Afghan, have been rescued by firefighters from the back of a lorry. Essentially, they were called in along with the police when banging was heard from inside the truck at a truck stop in Salisbury Plain in Wiltshire. They'd been locked in. Not only that, they'd been glued in, luckily, in a small section of the back of the lorry that wasn't refrigerated. A good deal of it was. The driver says he had no idea how the 11 got in there, but they're lucky to be alive. They include 6 children. But they must have been in there many hours, possibly days, and, yeah, lucky to be alive, all right, those 11.
Amazing story. Brexit, they keep going on about it, but, I mean, she seems to be managing this. I don't know from what I read here, but what are they now saying? She's meeting meeting today,
yeah,
isn't she?
Theresa May does have an interesting tete-a-tete there with the President of the European Commission tomorrow when it turns into Monday here. So they've got the divorce bill and trade talks, the Irish border, the future role of the European Court of Justice, all those sorts of things to discuss. Some are urging Theresa May to make it a heated discussion. Show some fire in the belly is some of the sort of messaging that's going on here today. But there are some side issues as well. And I love the take of the former Prime Minister, Tony Blair, on the whole Ireland, Northern Ireland border problem. As he put it, this is in Mr. Blair's own words, it's a conundrum. I have no idea what the solution is. Thank you, former Prime Minister. That was really helpful.
But I have to say that's exactly what I was thinking at the weekend when I was reading about all of this. Good on you, Adam. Adam Gilchrist in London.